This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Get it.
For your lives.
It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is...
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're back. You're back. Thank you for following us back. We took off a couple weeks there for the holidays. Great to be back. Michael Phillips with you, as we will be from now till Bud Light Big Game Week in San Francisco. Who's going to be there? I'll give you my thoughts. Here's my early thought before I get to everything else on my mind today. Buffalo potentially has two warm weather games in a row if they get to go to Houston after this one. I think that's a big advantage for Josh Allen. And if it's Broncos-Bills for the AFC title, pencil me in for the Bills. I think the Bills have a good draw. Jacksonville's great. They're steamrolling people. They're certainly in a very nice space right now. I like the Bills in the AFC to make the Super Bowl. That's my early prediction for you. In the NFC, the Seahawks have such a good defense. I don't believe in Sam Darnold at all coming out of that Saturday game. I don't believe in Sam Darnold even less than I did before. Rams are going to beat the Panthers, obviously. I think a lot depends on that Niners-Eagles game. I think the Eagles will win easily, which sets up... Right, and I think the Bears will beat the Packers. But if you get an upset there, that changes things, right? So if it's Rams-Seahawks, what a game in the second weekend. Replaying what was the best game of the NFL season so far and the most consequential game of the NFL season so far. That's an incredible game. That could be an NFC title game. That could be a Super Bowl game to get that in the second weekend potentially. But if the Packers or the Niners win, that tips over the apple cart. You've got a different situation. I think it'll be the winner of Seahawks-Rams. Representing the NFC, I don't think the Niners have enough gas in the tank. What's our rule, though? We don't bet against Kyle Shanahan. Not going to start now. That guy's so good. I love Mike McDonald. I think Kyle Shanahan's my coach of the year. What he did with that team, getting them to where he did. Mike McDonald stinks. Look, if you're a Washington fan, It was a bad year for the Commanders. It was also a bad year for all the things you did victory lap on last year. Wow, so glad we didn't get Caleb Williams. He's playing well. Whew, we dodged a bullet not hiring Ben Johnson as coach. Well, he's doing very well. Mike McDonald, we didn't need him anyway. He's in Seattle. They're fine. Well, they've got the number one defense in football by the advanced metrics, and it's not particularly close. And by the way, the last four teams that have been that dominant defensively in the advanced stats have won the Super Bowl. A defensive coach who's good at defense. I don't know. Couldn't be us. Couldn't be us. That's all right. Fired up already. We got 2 hours to go. I'll take you up to AWOD Radio at noon, as we always do. AWOD's back today as well. It'll be fun to cross talk with him, compare notes with him. I got a lot of college basketball talk I want to get to today as well. And we're certainly counting you down to a monster game Wednesday night at the Stew, St. Louis, coming to take on VCU. We'll just get to the chase here. Those are the two best teams in the Atlantic 10. Things change, standings change over the course of the next 3 months. But right now, those are the de facto two best teams in the conference. And they're going to play for your entertainment at the Siegel Center in Richmond. I had seen $18 tickets, and at one point I'd seen $11 tickets in GEA. Look, it's affordable. You've got $11. I know you have $11. Come out to the Stew. Join me Wednesday. Join AWOD on Wednesday. I promise you, you won't regret it. That's going to be a fantastic basketball game. I want to get to UVA and Tech as well, who are also off to really good starts. UVA handling NC State and Will Wade the other day. Tech beats UVA in triple overtime. I think it's going to be a fun year. Welcome, first show of 2026. We got three good basketball teams that all have a puncher's chance to be in the dance. I think UVA is going to be in the dance. Tech's got an outside shot. The loss to Wake didn't help. I think right now they're on the outside looking in pretty definitively. A lot of basketball left. VCU right now, probably on the outside looking in. A lot of basketball left. And some guys on that team who have really turned the corner and are starting to play very well as well. We got the season wrap-up stuff, which I want to get to the Commander stuff all week long and digest. I think the number one story right now is this Cliff Kingsbury tension with Adam Peters, as per Ben Standing and Diana Russini. Adam Peters does not love the way Cliff Kingsbury calls the offense, and I think you were seeing in the traditional end of season leaks from the reporters that it wasn't DQ versus Adam Peters, which we had speculated is Cliff Kingsbury versus Adam Peters. Now those two go way back. Peters actually had a hand in signing Kingsbury back in New England. So they go way back. But a difference of philosophy there, which is fascinating, which is certainly something that bears watching. You know, these are all dominoes. If Kingsbury takes another job as a head coach, it's a tough spot for Dan Quinn. It's going to be a new system for Jaden. There's no plug-and-play guy. Everybody on that staff who's a Cliff guy is going to leave with him. It's a new system for Jaden in a make or break year three. If Cliff doesn't leave, does the tension persist? We know Adam Peters is the ultimate boss in Ashburn. If he doesn't like what his offensive coordinator is doing, what does that say going into year three? Some fascinating subplots there. I still love Jaden Daniels. I still like Cliff Kingsbury. I still like Adam Peters. Can we all just get along? No, appears to be the answer here. And seasons like that bring out the tension. It's going to be a fascinating offseason. Commanders will pick 7 in the NFL draft. We'll get to what that means. They're going to get a good pass rusher, or they're going to trade back, which they probably won't. I don't think it's the kind of draft where teams are going to be looking to move up. So I think they'll probably turn in the card at number 7. We got the schedule for next year as well. The three variable opponents will be the Atlanta Falcons, the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Minnesota Vikings. Three games that could absolutely go either way. Is Joe Burrow playing? Who's Atlanta's coach? Who's Minnesota's quarterback? Three big questions we'll need answered. And we know a game's going international as well next year. So we'll get into all that as the week goes on. We'll go inside the locker room before we're done today. Bobby Wagner, 2,000 tackles on a day where the football was less than stellar. Calling the flea flicker early, just like Carolina did. Did he watch the Carolina games? Like, I know how to do a flea flicker. You don't, apparently. Bill and C-Rod getting some yardage. I feel good going into next season with Bill. But we got months to discuss all that. We got time to get to the bottom of those things. I want to put on the professor hat, talk about this Chiefs stadium as well, because a lot of you asked me about that over the break in offline conversations. And college football, portal madness. What is the latest at LSU, at Ole Miss, with the college football playoff as we roll towards what I think are on paper two excellent football games on Thursday and Friday nights. So Wednesday night VCU hoops, Thursday night, Friday night college football, and then we've got the wild card week. It's not super wild card weekend anymore. It's just regular wild card weekend. Wild card weekend this weekend, two games Saturday, three Sunday, one on Monday as well. And we wait for the white smoke from Atlanta, from the Giants, from all those places. So we got ourselves a busy radio program for you. Thanks for putting up with the break. Hopefully y'all had a great break too. It's good to be back with you though. It's good to be charging towards Bud Light Big Game Week, which is around the corner down in San Francisco. Will the Niners be part of it? They got a puncher's chance, but I don't think they make it out of Philly this weekend. I'll call that one early right now. We got time to get to the rest of it as well. We're going to pause, take our first break. Back after this. You're listening to Richmond's Home for VCU Basketball. This is 910 The Fan.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At 105.1. Well, heck yeah, it's time for sports. What else would it be time for? MP on the mic. We're back. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Glad you could join us on a Victory Monday. One last time for this season. Wrap it up. Not a Victory Monday everybody appreciated. I know some of you would have liked the draft position. Move from 5 to 7 with the win. That's fine. It doesn't matter. You're not taking a quarterback. I know you may lose a guy at 5 or 6, but you're going to get a really good player at 7. They're going to get a pass rusher. It's going to be impactful. Maybe they'll get a corner. He'll be impactful. Hopefully one of these great edge rushers, strong draft will be out there, or they'll trade back, get some more picks. We got a lot to get to with the Commanders, and I think I'll save a lot of that for tomorrow's show to digest everything. You know, they're doing clean out day today. Dan Quinn said after the game, he said, I'll reflect. I'll give you thoughts on the season. I'm just not there yet. And I know he's been there all week, and certainly lead item of the week for sure, the reports both from Diana Russini and Ben Standig going into the weekend that Adam Peters doesn't love Cliff Kingsbury, does not love his style. And breaking this down simply, Cliff Kingsbury plays a unique style of offense inside football. Cliff Kingsbury does a lot of no huddle, but substitutes out of it, brings a lot of shotgun. He plays a different style than the Shanahan, LaFleur, McVay tree plays. And I've said this a number of times, so I'll stand by my take here on the way out. Cliff Kingsbury isn't the solution, but he's not the problem. He's not, you know, more Cliff Kingsbury was not the solution this year. If he was a head coach, they still only would have won the number of games they won. Like, I'm not saying more Cliff Kingsbury would fix anything, but I'm definitely saying he's not the problem, and he wasn't the problem this year. And you know, maybe that's part of the Cliff, which we'd wondered about in year one, and he finished so strong with such a great game that, you know, and then everybody catches up to him a little bit in year two. I don't know. I still think so much of this is just Jaden Daniels driven. He was injured. When he played, they looked a lot better than when he didn't play. But in a rock in a hard place, I don't know. Go coach the Giants. That's a thankless job. Or maybe get fired in Washington. I don't know. It'll be wild. Awad will be with us at noon. He'll have all the latest NFL's Black Monday claims. Raheem Morris with many more to come, of course, over the course of the day. And we'll crosstalk at 11:45, 12:15. Get a sense of what's going on around the league, where things stand. I think by tomorrow, we'll be able to do that post-mortem for sure. We took you inside the locker room after every game this season, and I think it would be a disservice not to after this game because they played a football game and things happened. Josh Johnson, you may have heard this, 39 years old, was mentioned once or twice by Kevin Harlan in the broadcast. He's old, and he plays good football. I'm going to play a few of Josh Johnson's answers from the press conference because, like, we're all cynical. I wanted him to lose. I think I texted Awad the other day. I said, they're going to win. DQ's going to stand up and be like, we're tough. We don't back down. They went for two. We showed them. And they're going to lose draft position, and it'll make me mad. So here's the antidote to that. Here's Josh Johnson, who just loves playing football, and he references last time he was there. You remember the 49ers in the NFC title game. Josh Johnson had to fill in for Brock Purdy on a very emergency basis. Got knocked out, got a really bad concussion. He was in intensive rehab for about 6 months, got back into the game. Here's some joy on your Monday morning. Here's what Victory Monday sounds like.
Last time I was in this building, I thought my career was over, and to just go out here and just win today, not just win, but how we win, man. It was like adversity, interception. We fumbled a snap, you know, defense stood tall, but for us to come together as a unit and not waver and get this W, man, it was a great one. I think that's the best thing I could say. I mean, I think this team, we just kind of got to play what you see. And I just kind of relied on my experience of, like, you know, just playing for Vic once in the Niners when he was our defense coordinator, just understanding his philosophy and just kind of just involving with the game as it played out. You know, they were throwing different things at us. And it just got to the point where, you know, you just got to play what you see every snap and just try to go out there and execute. And I think we did a good job of that and pulling together and was able to finish strong.
Talking to some of the younger guys, and, you know, how important, regardless of how the rest of the season is going, the game on this one?
That's more of a thing that I'm going to lead by example. No need to say it. I feel like our leaders, you know, our coaches, the leaders on this team, you know, they do a great job of showing up every day. And that kind of sets the precedence of what we got to do about our business. And when guys see me, I just wanted them to see a guy, you know, that just being a light in the room, like a guy that's grateful to be able to play this game that so many people dream that they can get the opportunity to do. And I'm always put myself back in that kid-like mindset of understanding, like, how it felt playing in Pop Warner, you know, dreaming and hoping that one day you'll play on a Sunday. So, to me, I'm just going to always let that show in my actions. And I hopefully, you know, today we look like we all was on point. So, it worked. And it wasn't just for me. It's credit to everybody.
That's Josh Johnson. He's the Washington Commanders quarterback yesterday. And I'm glad he was. And I'm glad he got a win. I was there for his first NFL win with Jay Gruden down in Jacksonville, which was super meaningful to him. To see him still rolling is an awesome tribute to him as a person and as a player, because they don't keep inviting you back like that unless they like you. Right, Philip Rivers coming back. They don't invite you back unless you got something to offer. New rumor, Philip Rivers is going to interview for some of these head coach vacancies. Give me a player coach. I want a player coach so bad. That would be tons of fun. Here's the other milestone. We're inside the locker room after the Commanders, quote-unquote, win over the Philadelphia Eagles. By the way, I'm a little surprised the Eagles didn't punch the gas more when they learned Detroit won. But also, Chicago, Philly, both cold weather places. I think they think they can take the Bears. I don't think it was a huge deal to them. I think the rest was a bigger deal to them. Here's your other storyline inside the locker room. Bobby Wagner reached 2,000 tackles. Mostly. There's tackle stats are weird. They don't go back as comprehensively as everything else. There is a school of thought that he still needs two more. The NFL, I think, is going to acknowledge his 2,000. Only three guys ever: Ray Lewis, London Fletcher, and now Bobby Wagner. Here he is reflecting on a heck of a milestone, and then at the end sharing he doesn't know if he's done yet or not.
It means a lot because, you know, it was a long time ago when I reached out to those guys, and they were so grateful with their time. Giving me advice, helping me, answering any question that I had, spending time with me. And so to join a group with them is just a blessing and, you know, something I'm proud of, just because, you know, I just tried to apply what they taught me as much as I could. And you know, I was grateful. So I didn't track it, you know. It was my coaches and my teammates. They were telling me. So the first half, they were like, man, you're not doing nothing. I was like, yo, we're in a good spot, though, so it don't matter. You know, I think George called down and said he got five, and then Norton told me, and then they started celebrating. And I was just like, yo, like, let's win the game. Like, let's not have this happen and lose. I had no process, you know, like, as far as, like, thinking like that. I'm just grateful and blessed to be healthy, and I'm just going to enjoy kind of seeing the guys tomorrow and things of that nature, and then take it from there, go back to the West Coast and get some sun.
Good on him. He's earned the sun. It's Bobby Wagner, who has 2,000 tackles exactly. That's an easy trivia night for you. How many tackles Bobby Wagner have in his career? He's got 2,000 of them. Exactly. On the nose. Pick it up, man. Late. Dan Quinn was with him early in his career. He invited London Fletcher down to the locker room to give Bobby Wagner the game ball after the game. Here's DQ reflecting on the whole situation.
Like, super proud. In fact, it was like a cool moment tonight, John, that I asked London to be in the locker room as well. So for only three players in the history of our game to have over 2,000 tackles, with Ray and London and Wags now part of it. It's fitting he's the best tackler I've coached. And so, you know, like to have that happen, like you could see how important we were for that. And I looked at the stat line at the half and I was not so, okay, let's blitz him, let's get some more tackles. But in true Wags fashion, he will find a way. He's remarkable in so many ways. I showed the team yesterday, just got his MBA from Howard with a 4.0. Like, of course he did. Like, why would he get a B in anything? Like, that's be so un-Wags-like in so many ways. So I was really happy that London was there too, John, because these are two guys I said, man, like, don't stand too close. These guys will tackle you to the parking lot, in the locker room. Like, it's what they do. But it's pretty rare to have those two guys together. And so that was important for me to have London. I asked him, please come down early so you could be here from the radio broadcast. And so to see those two guys together at different times, different eras, but very cool.
That's a London Fletcher line. DQ's been hanging out around Fletch too long. I'd tackle you anywhere. I'd tackle you in the parking lot. Don't get too close to me. I'll tackle you. Ha 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 ha. Oh, miss that guy. Miss Laughing London from last year. Joyous football line. He was still having fun in the booth even as the year came to an end. The year is over. The Commanders season is in the books. We will get to you with the schedule for next year, which is fine. You know, it's too early to make judgments about the schedule for next year. Three TBD spots get filled, and they fill them with Atlanta, Cincinnati, and Minnesota. And I think all three of those could swing any different direction, right? If you play Joe Burrow, that's very different from not playing Joe Burrow. Minnesota, what are they going to do at quarterback? In Atlanta, what are they going to do at head coach? When are you going to play them? In the course of the year, a lot of unanswered questions there, which is normal, and is normal for this time of year. All right, so we have Professor Hat. We did Inside the Locker Room. I want to talk ACC basketball when we get back. I'm just going to throw stuff at you for 2 hours today. That's the game plan. I'm back. I'm excited. Happy to have you along for the ride. It's MP on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We'll take you up to noon. That's when AWOD Radio takes over. Let's take a quick break. UVA lost to Tech at three overtimes, but I came away really impressed with the Wahoos. Don't count on Tech either. Love that Tech team. We'll talk about that more on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcoming you back in with us. Thank you to everybody who checked in along the break. Had a great break. Christmas was lovely. New Year's was lovely. Ton of sports, ton of fun. Back to action. The other thing a lot of you checked out, like we touched on this in the last show before we left, and now, you know, it's our first week back, and people are, you know, waking back up to all the stories that happened. Lots of people checked in with me on what's going on with this Chiefs stadium and why is everybody mad, because they know on the Venn diagram of things I am interested in, the Kansas City Chiefs, the state of Kansas, and football stadium financing are all right smack dab in the middle of the MP Venn diagram. It doesn't happen a lot, but here we are. And so let me put on the professor hat for a minute, knock this out. And then y'all could, if you got more questions, I'll field more questions. But I think it's interesting. I know this is probably the kind of topic that like seven people think is interesting. But if you're one of those seven, please enjoy this radio segment, and we'll get back to everything else. Commander season wrap-up. They're cleaning out their lockers today in Ashburn, VCU, UVA basketball. Lots to talk about in college basketball ahead of a monster game Wednesday night, VCU against St. Louis. So very much looking forward to that one. The two best A-10 teams meeting on the Siegel Center court. Get down there. If you want plans for Wednesday night, get down there. It's going to be a fantastic basketball game. Maybe the most talent on that court at one time this season. But Chiefs Stadium. So I think everybody sees the yelling, this is the worst deal ever. And they'd like somebody to unpack why. So I'm going to take a swing at it here because we built a baseball stadium here in Richmond, and we talked about that through the process. The Commanders are building a stadium in D.C. They're floating a stadium in Virginia. Talked about that. We had a proposed downtown arena here, Navy Hill, that didn't happen. So when you want to build something, You got a couple options. You can just get out your money and build it, or you can ask the government to help you build it, because there are times where the government is interested in promoting certain kinds of development. Right now, affordable housing. If you want to build cheap houses for low-income people or working-class people, there is government money out there to help you do that, if you then promise to sell them at certain prices to certain classes of people. Stadiums are always popular among the political class. Convention centers, right? Destination places. You think about West Broad Village and Short Pump, which, you know, made that area even bigger than it was, right? Short Pump Town Center, which pulled everything west. Like, there are certain developments that create broader good than they are. And a lot of economists would tell you football stadiums are not that, because they're only used 10 times a year, and there's a giant sea of parking around them usually. They don't spur development like baseball stadiums do, like multi-purpose venues do. We'll set that aside for a minute, though. So if you want the government to help you out, build something, they can pay for it directly. That's kind of become too unpopular. Nobody goes, like, the taxpayers don't like that. And that is not what's happening here in Kansas City. Very seldom does the government just say, here is a pile of money, go build something. Now, D.C. did do that with the Leonsises, with Capital One Arena downtown, for those renovations. That is largely unrestricted money. That was probably more of a desperation situation than anything. That neighborhood has been teetering on the brink since COVID, right? We talk about neighborhood revitalization. That arena did revitalize that neighborhood, full stop. It did. And so attempting to continue that momentum and not seeing it work backwards. But Kansas City, it's half in Kansas, half in Missouri. Stadiums in Missouri. Kansas, I guess, wants something nice for reasons I'm unclear on. So when somebody comes to you and says, will you help us build a thing? The most common thing they can do is a tax rebate. So when you own a building, you pay taxes on it. If you sell goods there, you pay tax, sales tax on that. There's, you know, admissions tax, entertainment tax, blah, blah, blah. The state can't waive your taxes. Legally speaking, the state has to tax everybody. But what they can do is tell you whatever taxes you pay, we'll just mail you back a check for that amount. That's a rebate, right? So very common move. I'm going to build something. We want you to build that thing here. You don't pay taxes for the first 20 years, 30 years, whatever the number is. That's a common development thing. A lot of hotels getting built around Richmond right now with those kinds of tax incentives, because hotels spur development around them. Now, if you want to build a convention center, right, so you build a convention center, somebody's going to build a hotel across the street and profit off of the fact that you built a convention center. So what the city or the state can do is say, all right, we're going to draw a 3-block radius around the convention center you're buying. And any taxes people pay on new development in the next 30 years will give to you. So now you're not getting your convention center taxes kicked back to you. You're also getting the hotel's taxes kicked back to you. Now, maybe there is already a McDonald's across the street. That tax doesn't count. You don't get their taxes. But a Wendy's builds too. You get the Wendy's taxes because that's new development. And it's credited to you, the person who built the convention center. All right, we got our building blocks here. I told you we were going for the professor hat. I'm back. It's been a couple weeks. We're putting the hat on. We're going to work here. So a lot of times you build a new stadium, and the financing is they'll draw a 10-block, 20-block area around, a large circle, right? Any new development in that circle is because of the stadium. You get their tax money for 30 years. And that can turn into $500,000. Easy, right? Like, that, you know, that can be significant money and each year, and that, you know, $500 million, sorry, over the lifetime of it, that could be significant money. The Chiefs in the state of Kansas have drawn a circle that is basically all of Kansas City, Kansas, the whole thing. And so when they say we're giving the team $2 billion, they're not just cutting a check. When they say there are no new taxes, they are correct. Nobody's taxes are changing in Kansas, and no existing taxes are going towards the stadium. That is all correct. And yet, if anybody builds a McDonald's, a hotel, in anything in Kansas City, Kansas for the next 30 years, a house. That development will be called Spurred by the Kansas City Chiefs, and that tax money will go to the Kansas City Chiefs for the next 30 years, right? Because the circle is drawn so big. It's not just the biggest circle anybody's ever seen. It's comically large. Like, it blows the previous record out of the water. The people who study this have never seen anything remotely like this, where any development in an entire city is chalked up to the football team and the taxes get to go to them. And that's how you get $2 billion in free money. So what's it mean for Kansas City? Your revenues are frozen. If more people move to Kansas City, that's great. You still have to provide them services, water, schools, things like that, roads. But your revenues don't go up because all that money goes to the Chiefs in this 30-year window. You can see what's going on here. It's a little crazy. Like, it doesn't kneecap you right away, but it kneecaps you over time. And if, you know, if inflation hits, all those things, those larger money projects benefit the Chiefs, not the state, not the city. Now, I'm guessing the state has agreed to kick in some tax revenue from outside Kansas City into Kansas City to help make up the difference here, because everybody's so happy about this. But that's what's going on with the Chiefs stadium. That's why everybody's mad. $2 billion of taxpayer money, which, by the way, Kansas is not a big state, y'all. That's the one I'm from. There aren't a lot of us, and I moved, so there's even fewer of us now. It's about $600 per person before you ever sell a ticket, before you ever get in. And then there's a thing like, people are mad because Arrowhead's awesome. We were there this year for a game. It's lovely. It's a great place for football. It's held up well, and it's accessible. And the parking lot smells great. The fans are loud. And we all know it's going to be a luxury seat stadium. But we'll be there, Bud Light Big Game Week in Kansas City in 10 years or whatever. That's enough professor time. Hour number two on tap. You're listening to MP on the Mic. This is 910 The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Just a lot to get to. I didn't get to a fraction of it. Thanks for joining us. First show back, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Like I said, I want to go all Commanders tomorrow. And I do think this Cliff Kingsbury thing is number one. And there's the tweet last night. Jaden Daniels' mom, year three, Cliff Kingsbury, Jaden Daniels loading. And the last thing you want, I talked about you don't want friction between your coach and your general manager. You really don't want friction between your star quarterback and your general manager. So that's not ideal. It's they can work through it. We're not done here yet. It's not over by any stretch. Tie up a couple loose ends before we wrap up. There are $11 tickets available through VCU Basketball on social. Get out there on Wednesday night. Support the Rams. Excited to see you for. This is my guy, VCU Bro, on Twitter. I don't know him, but he does is spit fire. Says it is a rare quad one game at the Stew, which is the top level of NCAA basketball, the quad one. This is the Since the current iteration of the net debuted in 2018, this is just the fourth time there has been a Q1 game at the Siegel Center. So something to look forward to. LSU in 2019, y'all remember that one, the Will Wade return, and then Dayton in 2020. That team was so good. Dayton won that one. That was a really good Dayton team. Got denied their chance to prove it in the tournament. But I know how good that team was. And then 2024, which was not last year. That would have been 2 years ago now that we're in 26 because I can keep time. The 49-47 win, which was also a really fun one. That we were Awad and I were in Vegas for that one. That was Bud Light Big Game Week. We were watching that one, sweating that one out remotely. But that's right. Other thing, people challenging my Bills warm weather theory here. They're in Jacksonville this weekend. I think that'll be a great game. 1 o'clock. I think that'll be one of the best games. And then I think the Texans win. And so the Bills, if the Chargers win, would travel to Houston and have back-to-back warm weather games before a potential matchup against the Broncos. Of course, you could also have a Bills-Patriots rematch, which would be great theater as well. So lots to look ahead to, lots to look forward to. Grant and Danny are on today at 3. Grant was pretty cataclysmic about the win, which a lot of the very online fans were. How could you sacrifice draft position? I am in the middle here. As you know, I feel great for Josh Johnson. He's his job to try to win. I don't know why Terry was out there. I think I know why Josh Connerly was out there. I think those are valuable reps for him. I think he grew a lot this year. I don't know why Debo was out there. I don't think Debo should have been out there. And certainly the guys who are out there are going to play to win, and they viewed it as an important win. That was Philly's C team, and you barely beat them. That's not the message. It's not a message, right? Like, good things happen. Bobby Wagner got his, got to 2,000. Josh Johnson got his and got an NFL win. Those are good things. The team feels good. Dan Quinn feels good. Like, those are good things. I'm not mad they lost for the draft position. They're going to get a good player at 7 as they would have at 5. I can't go the other way either. So I'm not on Team Grant. I'm not, oh my gosh, how could they have not tanked and lost the game? 7-5, you don't need a quarterback. You're going to get a really good football player. And over the years, you see how much luck has to do with it as well. Chase Young still bouncing around out there in New Orleans, trying to resurrect his career, for example. Luck plays a role in this stuff, right? This is, you know, Dotson still bouncing around with the Eagles. Sometimes you just don't get the right guy. But I also don't think I can't agree with the fans. Right. This is a statement when the Eagles know we're coming for them next year. You barely beat the Eagles C team. That's not a statement either. At least that's not a statement I want to be making out loud. That's my thought. I'm not on either side here. The season's over. I'm glad the season's over. I think it gets more dramatic before it gets less dramatic going forward. And we're going to have a really fun playoffs between here and there, too. It's not all going to be Commanders, but again, tomorrow I do want to dedicate the show to the Commanders, to where they go, to what's next, which I think is really important for everybody to be on the same page going forward. At least you're not this. This is my favorite stat, two favorite stats of the day. Here's my favorite stat of the day, number one. The New York Jets became the first NFL team to go an entire season without an interception since 1933. That's leather helmet era, 30s, 40s, 50s. 60s, the forward pass was in fashion. Imagine that. It is unbelievable that a team went an entire season without an interception. You have to try to do that. 1933, the NFL passing leader team did not have 1,000 yards of passing. That's the last time somebody's gone the whole season without an interception. Second favorite stat today. Second favorite stat, the Atlanta Falcons were mathematically eliminated from the playoffs on December 8th, almost a whole month ago. And they finished tied for first in the NFC South. They move on from Raheem Morris. The expectation is Matt Ryan will join them as their general manager, which is certainly a fascinating dynamic there. Lots of movement. AWOD's going to get you up to pace. Black Monday in the NFL, as it's called. Lots of movement. With Kingsbury, I'm watching the Raiders' job. Number one pick, you're going to get a good quarterback. Work for Tom Brady. Great market. It's a crazy owner, but that's the price you pay to work in the modern NFL in a lot of places. One last note for you. This from the college football world, Pete Nakos. He covers the transfer portal for On3, says his expectation is that Penn State quarterback Ethan Grunkmeyer will reunite with James Franklin at Virginia Tech. So got a quarterback. You heard Pop Watson enter the portal over the weekend. Of course, plenty more to come on that front. We'll keep our eye on the portal. We'll keep our eye on what James Franklin is building. Right now, though, we're going to turn it over to our guy, AWOD. 2 hours, 3 hours. Let's do 3 hours. 3 hours of AWOD Radio, live and local, coming at you next. You're listening to Richmond's home for the Commanders in good times and bad, and your home for VCU basketball as well. Get out there Wednesday night to the Stew Monster Game. AWOD will talk about that. We'll crosstalk in about 20. Catch you tomorrow. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.